Okay, we'll get started here. The December 20th, 2023 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. We'll do a roll call. Lindsay Drew?
Here.
Tom DiDonatis?
Here.
Mike Angelo?
Here.
Bill Tefuto?
Yes.
And Steve Seidel, that's me. I'm here as well. Okay. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the November 15th, 2023 meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Tom.
Second.
Thank you, Mike. Any discussion?
I'll be abstaining in the approval of minutes and the adoption of decisions from the last meeting due to not being here.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that passes unanimously. All right. All of our items tonight are considered old business in that they are either decisions or continuances of cases that were submitted scheduled previously. So the first three, I will read the I will read the substantive part of the proposed order, and then ask for a motion to adopt that, or I'll make a motion. Okay, so the first one is adoption of the decision in the case of Loudoun Center LLC, case number 2023-13. The order is number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-306, table 11, item G, regarding the maximum height of a principal structure is denied. I'll make a motion to adopt that order. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Any discussion? Unless you're voting differently, otherwise we'll have,
I'm not changing my
mind. Okay, well then we'll have someone else. Okay, so we'll actually need a, I think we'll need another second on that.
Second.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Tom?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay, so that motion carries 3-1. Okay. Next order of old business is adoption of a decision in the case of Raphael Peters, case number 2023-16. And again, I'll read the substantive parts of that order. Number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-30, table 5, item H, regarding the maximum height of an accessory structure is granted. The applicant may construct the proposed garage to a maximum height of 24 feet 9 inches. I think that's all we have to do. Okay, so I have a motion to approve that, adopt that order. Thank you, Bill. I'll second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that motion passes unanimously, 4-0. Okay, next one is adoption of a decision in the case of Richard H. Wilhelm II and Krishna C. Polgar, case number 2023-17. Again, I'll read the substantive part of the proposed order. That's number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-303, table 5, regarding the side yard setback for an accessory structure is granted. The applicants may encroach to within 5 feet of the side yard property line for the proposed garage. Do I have a motion to adopt that order?
So moved.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, okay, Bill, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, again, that motion passes unanimously 4-0 as well. Okay, next item of business is a continuance in the case of Homelesstown Investors LLC, excuse me, case number 2023-15. If you would please state your full name and address or who you are.
Sure.
What entity you're with, and the court reporter will swear you in.
Absolutely. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Madam Solicitor. My name is Michael Malloy. I'm from the law firm Obermeyer Redman Maxwell Hipple. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Hummelstown Investors, LLC. They are located, it's a P.O. Box 429, Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, 19428. And they're the landowner tonight.
Okay, so whoever is going to be testifying, if you could.
Absolutely, sure. So I'd like to have two witnesses sworn in tonight. The main witness will be Brian Cleary. He's from the Pettit Group, and Brian's our professional engineer who designed the plan. Brian and I go around the state and do these Taco Bells all the time, so Brian will tell you about the plan and about the relief that we're seeking tonight. I'm sorry, I never know how far to go in my introductory statements.
Yeah, I think we need to first get everybody sworn in.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And then Joe DePascal, and he represents the landowner. Joe is related to, and the landowner is related to the Summerwood Corporation that owns hundreds and hundreds of Taco Bells around Pennsylvania and New Jersey area. So Joe is here on behalf of the landowner tonight. He can fill in any gaps, any questions you might want to ask about the landowner entity and the projects that we're doing tonight.
Okay, great. Let's get everyone
guys,
up.
Come on
to
up
the, and please, whoever, you know, since you have multiple people who will be speaking, just for the benefit of our township staff who is recording minutes and as well as the court reporter, if you could just make sure you're speaking at the microphone. I know sometimes you got to be switching positions, but that helps us a lot. Make sure we're hearing you properly. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Brian Cleary, Cleary.
It's B-R-I, yes. Joe DePascal, DePascale.
Yeah, so again, you can assume we've seen your application and have looked
Great.
It over, but, you know, we need to still, I guess there's multiple parts to your applications, as I understand it, variance as well as a special exception.
That's right.
And so if you could just make sure you do take us through a summary of what you're doing and a summary of how you're meeting the required conditions to grant that.
Sure. I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because I wasn't here the last time the applicant appeared, but the application's changed, and so I'm going to bring Brian up, but let me give the road a preview. You know, what we have is an existing Taco Bell restaurant, right, that has existed since about 1990, and what the...
Can I interrupt you for one
yes,
second?
Yes, sir.
I don't think we've heard
anything. Oh, you haven't heard anything. Okay, great. Well, let's take it from the top.
It was previously scheduled.
There we go.
And I think at the request of the applicant.
I got a little thrown by our dialogue.
That's okay.
There,
at the request of the applicant,
it
was pushed back. But we didn't hear any testimony previously.
Perfect. What we have, okay, is an existing Taco Bell restaurant. It's been in existence since 1990 or so. And what I've done four or five times in other places this year around is that Taco Bell is demolishing their old buildings and they're building new buildings. And those new buildings, you know, usually require some relief on what I would consider a very tasteful sign package. And we have we have in front of us what I'll mark as Exhibit A1, and I'll have Brian identify it. That's the site plan, and he's going to walk you through because I'm just the lawyer and not the engineer, so we'll have him testify about the plan itself. But why we're here tonight is about five signs, and your ordinance allows us only three signs, for one, and it counts both sides of a double-sided sign as two signs, and it only allows us in this instance, and Brian will explain, 29 whole square feet. So Taco Bell has a prototype, which we'll show you, and it's the restaurant that we're going to replace the existing Taco Bell with. And it has a couple signs on the wall, and it has a double-sided freestanding sign. The property, as Brian's going to tell you, and he'll walk you through this, is unusually shaped. It's triangular. Your ordinance has a requirement that the overall area signage is based on the frontage of the lot, and Brian's going to explain to you why the unusual shape of this lot creates that kind of hardship. The building, the use, needs no other relief. It's just the sign package, and that's the only reason we're here tonight. So, you know, with respect to the variance, Brian's going to testify, obviously, about the unusual shape of the lot. Some of the other physical characteristics, you know, including the elevation, its location among a bunch of other commercial properties that have sign after sign after sign, and the need for, you know, just the reasonable amount of signs. The freestanding sign is by right. You know, these other signs, you know, can exist. They're not. They're, the signs themselves are not the problem. It's the overall area and the number of signs, you know. So with that, why don't I stop talking, and I'll bring Brian Cleary up, and he can walk you through the site. And if we could just maybe back this up, this site just a little bit so we can see. There we go, perfect. And we'll identify it as zoning plan prepared by the Pettit Group. And my copy is very small, so I can't see the date, but for, let's see, if I can. I can't, but maybe we'll, you can see it over there. It is 10-13-23. 10-13-23, great. So Brian, you heard my little introduction. We see a very triangular-shaped property. Walk us through the plan of attack for Taco Bell, for the new Taco Bell.
Sure, just a real quick overview on the site layout. It's almost exactly the same as what's currently out there now. We have an access from Walton Avenue, enters into the parking lot, drive through around the rear, and exit back out to Walton Avenue. The biggest change we made was we're now providing a double drive through. With that, it's easier and cheaper for the developer to just knock down everything and build a brand new building that works with their back of house layout and everything. So that's why it's a full scrape of the property instead of just a slight remodel of the site. Currently, the site has a single pylon sign and a single facade sign. The facade sign faces the parking area, and the pylon sign is along Walton Avenue. What we are proposing is to get rid of the pylon sign and replace it with a more decorative monument sign. We figure in this location, with most of our traffic traveling westbound and going uphill, it's a little bit not easier to see a monument sign, but typically you want that sign to be as visible as possible as far away. We figured with this location, a monument sign actually works nicely because you're traveling uphill, and with all the pylon signs on either side of the roadway, we think a monument might stick out a little bit better. And it's also, in my opinion, nicer looking than a pylon. And since we're coming for variances, we wanted the sign package to be as nice as possible.
Brian, can you point on the plan or the photograph to where the monument sign or what the monument sign will look like?
So if you zoom out a little bit, yeah. So there's the monument sign. If we were permitted more overall signage for the entire property, that would meet the ordinance requirements for a monument sign, or I guess technically in your ordinance, it's called a freestanding sign. However, we are limited on our total square footage based upon the frontage of the building that faces the roadway. So due to our property being a relatively narrow property that's closely, the best shape you could say is triangular, even though it's not exactly triangular, we're limited on the amount of frontage that we can provide along the roadway for our building. So it's the short side of the building that faces the roadway, which is 29.4 feet long, which means we're only permitted 29.4 square feet. If we had this exact same property, but it was rotated so that it wasn't a deep property, but it was a wide property, then we'd be able to have the long side of the building facing the roadway, which means we would be permitted, I think the building is about 82 feet long, so we'd be permitted 2.5 times as much signage on our property as what we're permitted with the narrow side facing the roadway. And we are also requesting variances to allow a wall sign to exceed the height of the building.
And I'm sorry, just for the record, let's mark the two renderings as that you just had up on the screen would be great. Those two elevations, the renderings. Sorry, yeah. So there's two of those. Two exterior renovation, elevations as exhibits A2 and A3. Thank you.
So here you're looking at the property as if you were traveling eastbound on Walton. So there's a tower at the corner of the building as you exit the drive-through lane that has the main signage for this building. Since it's technically above the elevation or the height of the surrounding building, even though it's lower than the top of the tower elevation, it technically requires a variance as it's higher than the main building height. And then if you go to the next sheet, that's the, so I believe our attorney may have didn't relay exactly what the five signs were. I believe both sides of the monument are permitted as one sign. However, the...
Sorry about that. That's why I bring Brian.
The sign that faces the parking lot that we're showing here was classified as two signs because one is on an awning and the other is on the building, even though when you look at it, it appears as if it's a single sign. So those are the four signs on the building, and the fifth sign is the monument sign.
Can you just orient us here? Which the left or the right end of this picture is Walton Avenue?
The left side.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Brian, we have, and thank you for correcting me. I did not realize this. We have one sign facing Walton, that double sign above the door, so that's three, the other side of the tower, and then the freestanding monument, right?
Correct.
Okay, and those are the only signs, right?
Yes.
Right, and the relief involves the height of those signs?
Yes.
Given the location of the vis-a-vis the building, right? And then the special exception is with respect to the overall area, right?
Correct. So the overall area of all five signs is 92.5 square feet, where we're permitted 29.4. Each individual sign on the building does not exceed an area of 24 or so square feet. So they're proportional to each facade that they're on. These are the typical... facade signs for Taco Bell. We don't believe it's anything excessive. I also did provide David with pictures of surrounding developments, the sheets.
Before we leave this, Brian, what's the, how does the building sit relative to the road? Is it lower or higher? Is it to Walton?
It's both.
Right.
So it's, if you're traveling westbound on Walton, it's higher, but if you're traveling eastbound on Walton, you're coming down a hill and it's lower. So it's basically middle elevation of the entire property frontage, so it's lower on one side, higher on the other, because there's a, I think it's like a 7% slope along the property front.
So given that elevation change, I mean, I know I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but do you think this is the minimum variance necessary to make the Taco Bell you know, safely identifiable from the road for people to access?
So. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I didn't want to ruin your groove. If you want to show the surrounding area.
Yes. So the sheets across the street, by what I could find, they have one pylon sign or one freestanding sign, pylon sign. They have three building mounted signs and then at least two canopy signs for a total of six total signs. So that exceeds the total number of signs permitted. Now, granted, they have a lot more frontage and the building is larger. So the frontage of the building that faces the roadway, they are permitted more area, but they are, or I assume they were granted variances for the number of signs.
And what about the location? Do you think they're kind of high up like our signs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the Pizza Hut, basically just next door, they have multiple signs as well. They have a larger pylon sign, and one, two, they have four total signs. So they also would have required a variance for the number of signs. So we believe what we're providing is in line with the commercial developments in the area. It's a fast food restaurant. We want it to be as identifiable as possible for safe maneuvering into the property. But we don't believe that we're going overboard with what we're requesting. We've done Taco Bells where we've had 100 square foot pylon signs along the property frontage. We're only requesting 31 square feet for that with the associated facade signage.
Could you just give us the numbers again, please, for the total area proposed?
So the total
I just want to make sure we have them straight. And the total area permitted by the ordinance?
Yes, the total area proposed is 92.5 square feet.
Okay.
And that includes all five signs. The total area permitted is 29.4 square feet.
Okay, thank you.
Brian, how much would be permitted again if the building was turned the other way?
I believe it would be right around 82 square feet. I don't have the dimension of the length of the building, but based upon my recollection, I believe it's right around 82 feet long.
But wouldn't it be the total length, not just the building, but the total length of the property, that hypotenuse of that triangle?
So it's actually just based upon your building frontage.
It's not the property frontage,
no. But because of the limited property frontage and because of this use, we couldn't orient the building any other way.
How tall is the building?
It's about 22 feet tall.
And how tall could you make the building by right? David, do you know that?
Yeah. 40. So it's actually 24 feet high, and we're permitted 40.
And what is the height to the top of that sign, that kind of like the L-shaped sign? How tall is that?
I think the tower is 4 feet taller, so maybe 3 feet above, and a half feet above.
So in theory, that's more of a decorative thing. In theory, you could have built this higher and you could have just wrapped it and set it on there,
it's definitely decorative. It makes it stick out. If it was just a different color in the corner of the building, it wouldn't stick out as much.
Yeah.
The 24 feet to the top of that tower?
No, the 24 feet is to the rest of the building. Then the tower is a little bit higher.
Okay, so what is that total?
28.
I believe it's around 28.
The lights that are, or the signs that are in the photo shown here on the screen, what is the illumination of those?
So they'll be internally illuminated. It's nothing significant, just enough for people to see driving by. So there won't be spotlights on them or anything like that.
And it
obviously is that up for 24 hours?
So, Joe.
No, we are not 24 hours. I'm not even sure what the exact hours
I'm sorry, the signage.
The lighting. The store itself is only open 8 till midnight on weekdays, and then the drive-through is open usually till 2.
So the signs go off.
The signs themselves will go off, yes.
Do you know what the current height of the building is? Is this taller than...
It's tough to say because it's built up. So it's probably around the same size, but it may look taller because if you look at Street View, that outdoor seating area is probably 3 or 4 feet above grade. And it's located a little bit further up the hill. So if you compare it to, say, the lowest point of the property corner, yes, I would say it's taller. But it really depends on perspective because we're going down such a relatively significant hill that if you move the building 3 or 4 feet in either direction, that could change it by 2 feet.
And the current freestanding sign that's there now, what is the height difference of what the proposed monument sign is?
We think that's 15 feet high, and we're proposing 8 feet total with a 2 foot base or 1 foot, 3 inch base. So the actual sign will be 6 feet, 9 inches.
And so your testimony is you feel replacing the sign that's currently there is not adequate for signage with the building design that would require the signs in the first rendering?
Yes, it's even though the building's been there for a while, you will always want it to be as visible as possible. We're trying not to go overboard with what we're asking. So it helps to have, especially the tower signs, they kind of take the place of this pylon sign. I think it's a nicer looking sign to have it on the building, but having them raised up allows for that additional visibility from further away where the monument sign may not be able to provide as much. And then we always like to have the signage above the double door entrance to let people know this is the main entrance. And if you go to the elevations again, the next sheet, it's also a little bit of a decorative. It's signage, but if we get rid of it, then you have a cavity around those columns that seems oddly designed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you go back to the plan for a second? The view you had up of the existing with the pole sign? Yeah, so where is that driveway essentially going to remain in the same place, or is it going to shift from where that is?
No, so the reason we have to replace the sign is because the driveway's shifting 10 or 12 feet.
Which direction?
Towards the existing pylon sign.
Okay.
So that sign is now, or our new driveway is where that sign is currently. So we have to remove that.
Okay, and then where is this freestanding sign, monument sign, ground sign, whatever you want to call it?
So it'll actually be where the arrow facing the pylon sign. So it'll be right generally in that area.
So it'll be prior to the driveway,
yes,
when heading up the hill?
Yes.
Okay, and have sight lines been looked at relative to, because that sign looks like it's, what, about 7 feet, 8 feet tall?
Yes.
Has that been looked at?
That was a comment from the land development review. They wanted us to push that back about 2 or 3 feet to get it outside of the site triangle.
Okay, so where it's shown now on this drawing incorporates that comment? Not yet.
So it'll be away from the roadway 2 or 3 feet.
Feet more than what's shown here?
Yes. Okay. So it won't be anything significant, but it will be shifted outside of that site triangle to make sure there are no issues with
okay.
the site.
Okay. And David, township staff has reviewed that and concurs?
We have not seen new plans that show it being outside the site distance triangle, but the applicant has testified tonight and previously via email that they will be moving the sign outside the site distance triangle.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So that is all I have, and unless you want Mr. DePascal to testify, I do not need him to testify. I'll tell you this, it's about a $2 to $2.5 million recommitment to the township from his company and Taco Bell. So you can be sure when they're spending that kind of money rehabilitating, you know, a site that, you know, they like the location, they enjoy being here, and they're going to be here for a lot longer. So I can summarize. I think Brian did a great job talking about the contours of the land, the things that really affect this parcel. And with that, I think he proved a hardship. And the special exception, I think the signage is, not going to cause any unusual harm to health, safety, and welfare. So thank you.
All right, let me just open this up then to any other questions from the board?
Nope.
Okay, any members of the public that wish to testify in this case? Okay, hearing none, then we'll close the hearing. And just to let you know, the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next item of business is continuance in the case of the Hershey Company, case number 2023-18. All right, thank you. And so this is a continuation of the hearing that we had at last month's meeting. And so we need to swear everybody back in, right? Yeah, so we need to swear whoever's going to be testifying, swear you back in as well.
Kenny might be testifying, so we'll have him sworn in now.
Heinbaugh, H-I-N-E-B-A-U-G-H. Kenneth? Oh, sorry.
Peter Wirtz.
Yes.
Good evening, members of the board. If you recall, we were here before you last month requesting relief from the sign provisions, the township zoning ordinance, under the special exception provisions of 225.502.10.A. And this requested relief relates to a total of 4 signs, including proposed freestanding sign and 3 wall signs. Just to recap very briefly, the property in question is 55 acres. It's located in the industrial district and the general sign overlay district. 85% of the perimeter of the property is located along a transportation corridor. The property is improved with an existing 252 square foot building, and there is currently a 246 square foot building under construction on the property. And also the frontage width of the property is approximately 3,100 square feet. So at the conclusion of the last meeting, the board was interested in seeing perspective analysis of the signs that were being proposed under this application. We did have our architect prepare some perspective analyses as well as some other data that we can provide for you at this point. You'll see the images that will be referenced here are on the PowerPoint. I do have originals of the PowerPoint just to admit into evidence, but the application will just be making reference to the PowerPoint there. So I suppose this would be applicants, whatever was next in applicants' exhibit order from the conclusion of the last meeting. I'm not sure if we have that on the record.
I think that would be number four.
Number four?
Yep.
That sounds correct to me. So those were actually just, I wasn't able to print out full copies of all of those today, working from my home after I had sustained a back injury. I won't get into that too much, but my printer is not really up to speed to handle that sort of thing. But I did want to get copies after some great effort to at least have physical copies brought into the record. I do have for the board some printouts of other exhibits that I'm going to be referencing. The hope would be the board can reference these documents that I'm about to hand you out and make reference to the PowerPoint screen for the images. So the documents I'm about to hand out include a calculation of apparent height, which is a formula based on the actual height of the proposed sign divided by the distance, the linear distance, assuming that the sign is at eye level. So that's a sheet that I'll be handing out as applicants five. And then as applicants six, I'll be handing out a site plan which shows the locations that these various perspective renderings are viewed from in relation to where they are in the building. And that would be applicant six. All right, so if I could just walk the board through the perspective here, again, making reference to the PowerPoint presentation for the renderings themselves. Dave, if you could take us to the top of the PowerPoint, and that will bring us to view number one on the site plan that was applicant six before you. You can see it's a little small, but it's there on 422. In a red circle, underneath the red circle to the bottom right is view number one. And again, the renderings as you're seeing them from up there, that would be from that location, the perspective, what the signage that's being proposed in the tower would look like. And again, we have on the tower the KISS on the front side, Hershey on either the west and the east side. That would be from that specific location, and again, just to provide some additional context, we also calculate the apparent height, if you were there in person, what that would look like. And again, that's the actual height of the sign divided by the distance, linear distance, and that linear distance assuming that the sign is at eye level. So to begin with the apparent height of the tower from that perspective location, it's 93 feet tall. That's 624 feet from the location. That would look to be about 1.79 inches tall from that location if you were standing there. In comparison, the Hershey sign, which is on the east or right side of the building, is 7.75 feet tall, again, divided by 624 linear feet in distance, would look to be approximately 0.15 inches tall. And then just going through the various other calculations you have there on applicants five, continuing on with perspective one, you see we also have the KISS sign labeled there because it's viewable from that same location. Again, the location of the sign, the KISS sign is actually a little bit closer than the location of the Hershey sign. And so the perspective changes like a little bit for the tower. The tower there would have an apparent height of approximately 1.86 inches. And whereas the Hershey KISS sign would be apparent height of 0.23 inches. Moving on to perspective two, this again is from 422. It's the next rendering. It's located approximately 484 feet from the sign on the front of the building. From there, the tower would appear to be about 2.3 inches tall, and the sign would appear to be about 0.29 inches tall. Moving on to perspective number three, which is on the west side, and again on 422, just west of the intersection there. You have visibility of both the west Hershey sign and the front KISS sign, and just doing the sign height here for the board's benefit, not to belabor too much mathematics here. The Hershey sign on the west side would appear to be about 0.125 inches tall, and the KISS sign on the front of the building would appear to be about 0.19 inches tall from that location. We also did three perspectives closer up to the building just to give another sort of unique look at the building, what the signage would look like in closer proximity. This is perspective four you're currently looking at. This is again on the east side of the tower there. You're looking at a KISS sign would be about 0.2 inches tall from that location, from apparent height perspective. Excuse me, that was the Hershey sign. And the KISS sign would be about 0.31 inches tall from that relative perspective. Moving on to the fifth location, this is, again, situated right in front of the building with visibility of just the KISS sign in this case. It would appear to be about 0.4 inches in height, and that's just to reorient the board. That would be looking at a tower apparent height of about 3.18 inches. Moving on to perspective six on the west close side of the building. We don't see it from here. Okay, well, we can't see the sign. If we could see the sign, we could see two of them. We could see the KISS on the front, and we could see the Hershey sign on the left side. And the perspectives for those would be about 0.25 feet apparent height for the Hershey sign and 0.4 apparent height for the KISS sign from that location. I think the renderings themselves, I hope, are better suited than the mathematics to get to the orientation for what the board maybe was looking for from a perspective analysis here, just to see how it fits in. As you can see, we believe that the proposed signage is really fitting well with the building that is currently under construction. It is scaled properly. It is of a height and size that is viewable from 422, recognizable, not burdensome to the property. And again, in terms of the justifications for this request, which I went through at the last hearing, we have a very unique site here. We've got a very significant setback, significant traffic and access configuration with really back-to-back frontages along US 422 and then also Reese Avenue with the intersection of 422 and University Drive right along the south side of the site. So we do hope that this is adequate to give the board some additional views of this signage. And at this point, I would just open it up for any questions that you might have on this particular aspect.
The setback off of Reese Avenue is
how many feet? The normal setback for a structure. Give me
find something.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, is there anyone from the public who wishes to testify? Please come up to the podium. You could, please give us your name and address, and the court reporter will swear you in.
I'm Teresa Peschel, and I live at 48 Half Street, over by the Reese Factory, and I walk by Project Milton on a regular basis. And I was wondering, are you would be the person to ask?
Before you testify, we need to swear you in. And could you spell your last name and state your address again?
I'm Teresa Peschel. That's spelled P as in Papa, E, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, H as in Hotel, E, L. And I live at 48 Half Street. Half is the name of the street and is spelled out in full, H-A-L-F.
Thank you. She'll swear you in.
I do. My question would be, I walk past the Project Milton pretty frequently, and I was wondering, are the future signs going to include the giant shrubbery that they have at that they had at the old chocolate factory and they still maintain, and that they installed on the chocolate factory on Old West Chocolate, where they spell out Hershey's Kisses in shrubbery? Are they going to do that? Is that going to be part of the signage that we'll find out about later? We have a lot of traffic that goes by on Reese Factory now, and the trolley and visitors come through, and they park regularly. I see them. They park, and they run up, and they take their picture, and I was just wondering if we're going to be seeing that, a sign for people to take their picture with.
Let the applicant answer that if they wish.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we have not provided anything to show that we are going to be doing something of that nature. The signage that's been shown here tonight is what we're proposing, and that's all we have at this point.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and just to be, I don't know if were you at the hearing last month?
No, I didn't receive a notice, but this time I did, so here I am.
Okay, so there's also a ground sign, correct? So maybe you just want to mention that for her benefit. Sure,
that's correct. There will be a ground sign. It'll be very similar to the existing ground sign at the access drive for the existing facility along Reese Avenue. It'll just be at the access for the new Project Sunday.
Okay. We do see people stop and get out of their car and take their picture.
I don't think this is the type of sign that would warrant that. Do they do that for the existing one along
that?
Yes,
they do.
Is this the sign? Is this the sign that's showing here right now? Yeah.
So that's right.
This is the proposed
sign. That's exactly what they do.
Okay.
I walk by and pick up trash on Reese Avenue when we see people do this.
Welcome to Hershey. Yeah, that's interesting. No, that's the proposal, though, and I believe that is consistent with what is on the other access. It's really just for the identification value there for the new access drive for the proposed building that's going up.
Excellent. And I assume lots of signs to direct the traffic from the employees so they do not drive through our neighborhood, and instead they all go out on University Drive?
Internal.
Yeah, as part of the land development process that we went through and the approvals, there will be signage for trucks to say not to go down towards the Reese Avenue or towards the Little Soterra neighborhood.
Little Italy.
Yeah. So
yeah, they'll turn in on Millard because mm-hmm. you have some truck parking on the east end of the Reese factory. Not a lot, but you do have some. But then once they get further in past Millard and Half Street, it becomes really difficult.
It is. Yep, we agree. We've always said, or we've always addressed that with our truckers to not use that as a route. We do have signage up in front of the Reese plant as already that says don't go here, but we cannot control. They're not our truck drivers,
yes.
So we can't always control.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, yeah. And just to clarify, so the zoning board is hearing request for the number of signs and the square footage of those signs
to be more than is typically permitted. That doesn't apply, correct, David? Those numbers don't apply to the type of directional signs you're talking about, like, you know, truck traffic this way and that type of thing, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I didn't know. I think of the sign as a sign, whether it's from the department or from
the company. Right, yeah, and those are addressed by township staff and also jurisdiction of, you know, the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors and the others who approve that. Our role is to approve a variance or special exception that is something that is different than or more than what is permitted by the ordinance. And in this case, we're talking about sign area and number of signs other than directional type signs.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, other questions? All right, so again, we'll close the hearing. The board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way. So thank you again for your testimony tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't think we have any new business tonight. Any other business?
Mr. Chairman, this is my last evening as a member of the Zoning Board, so I just wanted to say thank you to my colleagues here, as I will not be continuing, but okay. It's been a very good learning experience for me, and appreciate everyone's time and service.
Well, appreciate your time on the board and your input, Lindsay, and thank you for serving those years. And you know, you're busy with a lot of other things too in town, so good luck with those endeavors. Okay. Make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
To adjourn.
Second.
Sorry, Lindsay seconded. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned to executive session to deliberate on these two cases. Cool.